In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have prayers of intercession here, and we will unite in prayer. Holy and righteous Heavenly Father, we thank that we can approach you with a prayer that with mutual matters. Dear God, you give the life, the gift of spirit, gift of faith, and you preserve your children until the end. Many sisters and brothers ask for a prayers of intercession that their close ones, friends, and workmates would be preserved in as your children, and those who are not believing would receive the grace of repentance. A believing mother asks that that her spouse would receive the grace of repentance, and she would get strength to respect her husband. Give children a gift of faith, and grandchildren to have the opportunity to be rooted to your kingdom. A brother asks that her mother would be preserved in faith and would be freed from alcohol, or could get rid of alcohol. And a listener of the service radio asks that we would receive the grace of repentance. Help those who battle against different difficult matters and questions. Give the members of families a forgiving mind, that each one could do their best to their family and to the wholeness of the family. A big family asks for strength and patience to continue together. Give a free mind to a grandfather of bitter and envy feelings. A father asks for our understanding to be able to contact his own children. He also asks help for economic problems. A young mother of a family asks that her husband could receive the grace of repentance and would not divorce. A believing mother asks, thanks you of the family that she has got from you, and asks for strength and wisdom to bear and rear her children. Holy God, you see us in the midst of different difficult matters. Give us strength to manage everything what life brings. Hear a mother who asks for prayers on behalf of her paralyzed son, that she would remain in faith and he would be able to walk again. A mother asks help on behalf of her seriously ill aunt, and also a young mother asks help for a mental disease. A sister who is listening services to services at home. She asks that faith would be remain. Holy God, give us a thankful mind, and so we could give to others. Service guest, thanks for summer services that he has been able to hear from over the radio, and also of all goodness what he has been able to experience in his life. Because of construction, Father wants to thank of wonderful gift of the radio work and the internet work, and asks that the work of the Kingdom of God would succeed and manage, and the time of visitation would continue. We ask for your blessing to this service day. Amen. For the introduction of my sermon, I will read from the book of John, chapter 4, a situation where Jesus meets a Samaritan woman, and I will read from verse 5 to 19, and then also verses 25, 26, 28, and 39, and the words are in Jesus' name as follows. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee, I am he. The woman then left her water pot and went her way to the city and saith to the men, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, here in this text we heard how Jesus met a Samaritan woman and how with a very loving way they had a conversation. From the Bible we know that the Jews did not want to have anything with the Samaritans. It was a small nation, and the Jews thought thought that the Samaritans were not so good a nation. And the Samaritans also had different conflicts pertains to religion. The Jews thought that the Jerusalem would be the right place to go and pray, and the Samaritans thought that the right place would be a mountain in Samaria. Nevertheless, the Samaritans taught the books of the Bible in the same way as the Jews. And also we heard in our text, as the Samaritans were awaiting for their Christ Messiah. In our text we also heard how Jesus leaves from Judea and goes to Galilee, and then he travels through the word of this town, and the Jews chose a more difficult and longer route, so they would not meet each other. And here it was said how Jesus was tired because of the journey, and he was traveling with his disciples, and he stopped to this well, and the disciples went to buy food from the city, and then this Samaritan woman comes to draw water from the well. Jesus asks this woman so that the woman would give him water. Jesus, in a very skillful way, asks for a favor from this woman. How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which I am a woman of Samaritan? For the Jews have no dealings with me, the Samaritans. Maybe this woman experienced we had the elders meeting. We heard a meeting, an introduction and discussion and how we can meet another person. And there was also a reference to this text, and it was said how this is a very good example of how you can approach a close one. And it is also a very good example how Jesus took care of one's soul. In that meeting, in the introduction, we heard from the Good Samaritan, who was willing to help a man. He binded a man's wounds and took him to his house. And this love towards a close one is that we care and we have the desire to help one another. We also heard that when we meet someone for a short moment, and what we can do is we can smile, and that can also help us to an even longer conversation. Our text continues here. Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Jesus speaks here that if the woman would know who with whom she is speaking, she would ask for living water. We see here that Jesus went from the temporal matters to faith matters. We children of God might be afraid that we can't speak of matters of faith with unbelievers. We feel that we are weak, and sometimes we might think that we can't find the right words. But many times, many people have experiences about this, that a person comes to us and asks about these matters, and then we can ask strength from God, strength and words from God, and God has promised to help us in these situations. And it doesn't have to be anything beautiful, it's just enough and sufficient that you explain how you have experienced things in faith. Young children of God have a good behavior, and this way the behavior might be that it might lead another young unbeliever to the kingdom of God. And then this one person wondered that his workmates or schoolmates, that they are different, and they behave in a different way than the people of this world. And he wanted to get to know them better and talk to them, and it turned out that they are believing. And also the young people, they lived in that way how they believed. And this is what touched the unbelieving young. And after several conversations, he was able to receive the grace of repentance. And through these small conversations, God can lead people to His kingdom. We, children of God, we do not see to the inside of another person like God is able to see. What God sees to the minds of all people, and he gives the longing of faith in that meeting. We also heard an example that how we believers might think that this our friends are not even interested about faith, and they don't even want to talk about that. And at the same time, this person might have the desire to hear the gospel of forgiveness, and they want to hear the gospel of forgiveness. And here this woman said, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" We see that the thoughts of this woman were, she was thinking of the temporal water, and this temporal water must have been a very important matter to this woman, for this area was very dry, and many times there is a lack of water, and she had to come to the well very often. And Jesus answered and said, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." What does this what does this mean, what Jesus said about living water? When I was preparing this speech, I looked up different portions of the Bible where it talks about this living water. Paul writes to the Corinthians. He talks about the journey in the wilderness, and these travelers in that journey, they drank the same water from the spiritual well, and this well is Christ. Isaiah writes, "All those who thirst come to the waters, even those who are poor." Zechariah also writes that there is a well that cleanses from all sin and filth. On the book of St. John, on the third chapter, Jesus meets another person. He meets Nicodemus, a Jew, and to Nicodemus he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." When Jesus offered living water to this Samaritan woman, we understand that he offered the forgiveness of sins, the gospel of forgiveness. When Jesus asks or calls people to the kingdom of God, he said, time is nigh. The kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. Believe the gospel. What does this repentance mean? It's a great turning point in the life of man. We can think that a person can make his life better a little by little, and then finally he is acceptable to heaven. In the Augsburg's confession, it's of repentance, it says that it's only it is believing into the gospel that sin has been forgiven and the grace has been received through Christ. And it also comforts the heart. I think we all agree with this. Jesus offered gospel to this woman to believe all sins forgiven and to become a child of God. And if we still recite or refer to the Bible, Mark writes to a paralyzed man, your sins will be forgiven thee in the house of the Pharisees. Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. And also says that your faith will set you free. Go in peace. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. We realize that this woman still thinks about this temporal water, and Jesus asks this woman to bring her husband too, and the woman answered that she doesn't have a husband. Maybe she didn't want to talk about this matter. And then Jesus continues and says to this woman, thou hast well said, I have no husband. Then he brings up a very painful matter. You have had five husbands, and the one who you have now is not your husband. Woman answers to him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. This Samaritan woman had lived against the sixth commandment and must have brought sorrow to this woman's life. And maybe the people of this city or this town also rejected this woman and didn't want to have anything to do with this woman. And this woman might have thought that she won't have an opportunity to be saved and to be acceptable to God and to inherit everlasting life in heaven. Now, this woman probably wondered that this prophet knows her life and sinful life. Nevertheless, he offers her something very gracious. And still, this woman did not want to talk about this gift. And this woman asked that what would be the right place to pray. But we are not going to talk about this right now. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. The woman knew about Messiah promised by God. And Jesus had talked about her life to her. And we could say that a hope was arising from the thoughts of this woman, that she could talk to this promised Messiah. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Jesus told this woman that he is Messiah, he is Christ. And we can only guess and imagine the thoughts of this woman, and hope and joy rose in her mind that now she has an opportunity to be saved. Then here it says that the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And then in the verse 39, it says that many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. These Samaritan people and this woman, they believed unto Jesus. They believed their sins forgiven. This was probably the most remarkable day of their life. Here in the verse 42, these people confess that we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. The most important matter of life happened to them. When this woman was able to receive the grace of repentance, she could not be quiet. She went to speak about that to other people. And when we yet talk about this state of this woman, it probably changed a lot in the city, for there were many others who wanted to repent. Then later on, when Jesus died on the cross and atoned the sins of all people, this news probably came to this town as well. When we read the books of the Acts, Jesus did not leave this field without care. We could think that the Samaritans were able to hear of resurrected Christ, a man named Philip came to this town and told the people that Jesus had resurrected him. Then later on, it says that in the opening services we heard how a child of God is a fountain of the living water. A child has Holy Spirit in his heart, and it can be seen in everyday lives as well. When we meet another believer whom we haven't seen before, we realize that pretty soon we notice that we are the children of the same Father. And on Friday night, when there was this evening devotion, we heard that some believers in the army, they found themselves in the army in a few days. And to my mind comes a happening. A few years ago, I was on a work trip. I was away from home. And I was at a place where I didn't know anybody, and it was Monday, and my workmate asked me that what happened, what did you do during the weekend. I said that I was at services, and then I went to visit people. Then it was another weekend at another city, and the same thing happened. I went to services, and this workmate asked, did you know any of these people? And I said, no, I did not. And then he wondered that how is it possible that there is still such a flock. He did not know anything about believers. And he said that everybody in the world should know about this. This gospel is offered to all people. Jesus has sent the children of God to preach this gospel, despite the color of their skin or their language. Dear listener, now you have a, it's, you can repent if you feel in your heart that you have done against other people, and you long for peace in your heart and the hope of everlasting life, you may believe all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, all the sins are forgiven, and you may enter the kingdom of God. And when you believe this, God gives you power and strength to leave your sinful life, and you can contact the children of God in your area. Dear child of God, you might feel that this time has dried your heart, and your heart desires for this gospel. You may now uplift your heart to believe all your sins forgiven. All your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. And you may rejoice of this faith. Yet, my sister and brother, who you have been in temptations because of trials or illnesses, and you have doubted whether you are believing anymore, you may believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Dear young child of God, I know that this time and new technology, it has brought sin and its enticements near to us. If you feel that your faith has become weak, and you might think that, am I even believing anymore? I can tell you, or the enemy of our souls might have said that, reject your faith. Do not listen to the enemy. It is a liar. From the gospel of forgiveness, you will get strength. And even now, you may believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. Myself, I came to this place very weak and feeling sinful. I wish to ask, may I also believe my sins forgiven? I wish to believe together with you. In the book of Revelations, it says that it showed a clear fountain of living water. We remain in the God's grace care. In Jesus' name, amen.